Welcome to Nerdin' Out, the only podcast that started off with good intentions, but then got shot in the foot by a virus that will not be named. I'm Duke Savage.
Danny? Danny, is that you? Oh my god, Danny!
I miss you so much!
I miss you so lonely!
It's me, Ronan. I miss you so much.
Hello, I'm Ronan Hunter, and welcome back to the show.
Ace, have you been drinking your water, your Pedialyte? Have you been well
fed?
Yeah,
it's awesome grape juice.
You know, it's grape drink.
But you put it in an airtight seal and keep it in a dark, cool place for like 3 or 4 months, and it tastes awesome.
Well, that explains the psychosis.
Well, now you gotta bring your training into it,
right? Welcome back, everyone. We are so glad to be back. I'm glad to be back.
All four viewers.
All four viewers. Yes.
Yeah, that's me, Savage, and our alter egos.
Right? Oh, man. So let's just get right into it. The reason why we've been separated for so long is so right. When did this all start? Jeez, March? I guess officially?
Like, yeah, early to mid-March. Because I remember the last episode we recorded was opening weekend for Sonic. It was that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So in March, my work basically started their phase to get everybody to work from home. So because of that, my wife also... works where I work, and so she also had to work from home. So she took the office, she took my desk as well, because you know I'm a good person. So I basically had to disassemble my entire like work office space, my gaming systems. Sacrifice, I know, but we all got to do it. And so I had to basically convert the kitchen table into my workstation for work, but I only had to use a laptop, keyboard, mouse, and my second monitor. So everything else, my digital audio converter, my tower, you know, all my like, extra goodies, had to be basically stripped away. So I basically was working from home with bare scraps for my station. And so there was no way that my work computer, I can't even use my work computer to record. My laptop is a piece of crap. And so, yeah, I basically just didn't have the hardware to record, and yeah, it's just been a huge mess for us.
Yeah, well, there was about a week where we tried, you know, broadcasting using smoke signals, but the fire department got on us for that, so we had to stop.
Yeah, and then they told us to wear masks for some reason. I don't know why. Come on now.
I mean, the only mask that I have is a Darth Vader helmet, and that's a collector's item, so I'm not taking that out of the box.
Don't you dare even touch it with gloves. But you know what? This past week, I just dusted off that tower, and I was like, you know what? Forget it. This kitchen table's big enough for four people. I'm just going to hardwire everything back in, and so now here we are. So we're going to basically force this to happen because this quarantine doesn't seem like it's going to be ending anytime soon. So
no. We got to keep something to stay sane or make it appear that we're sane.
Right. Something. So how have you been? How have you been keeping up?
I've been doing all right, doing stuff around the house, finally digging up the old body. I mean, digging up out of the old closet. I mean, digging up, playing games.
Whatever's in the closet is best to just keep in the closet or the freezer, depending on how long it's been there.
No, frozen pizza's in the freezer.
Oh, true, true.
I like that pizza. It's good pizza.
What kind is it? Red Baron?
Surprisingly, it's the Great Value stuff from Walmart.
Okay, that stuff is actually really good. Tell me why that is surpassing DiGiorno in every single way. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because DiGiorno's not delivery.
It's cardboard. That's what it
is. Yes, exactly. Jeez. And at least the Walmart brand cardboard is edible. And I can poop like regular man after I eat it.
You're eating Walmart cardboard?
Yeah, you haven't tried
again?
It. It's awesome. Yeah. Look, I have a problem, okay? It doesn't mean I'm going to do anything about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Man, so Ronan, we have so much to discuss, so little time.
Three months worth of material we're going to cram down into a half hour and only focus on like one thing.
I agree. So what's on what's on your first list here?
Well, I think the big one, just this past week, we had two big reveals for the Xbox Series X and PS5 gameplay videos. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, yes, yes. So have you seen them both?
Yes, I watched the Series X video. I just finished watching the PS5 video. Gotta say, they're pretty good. I know a lot of people are getting up in arms about how it doesn't look too graphically different from how it currently is.
I think the biggest uproar was that whole 4K, right? 4K and 8K, they were complaining about that.
Yeah.
But right off the bat, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, I was just going to say 8K right now is more like a marketing term.
Mm-hmm.
Because 4K is just barely becoming consumer available.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's like I just recently got a new TV and that one's 4K. Mm-hmm. So it's like every new model of TV is getting 4K. Right. We're not going to see 8K for at least another year or two. And even then, it's going to be out of most people's pocket range.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And even then, you know, you still have to have a system to produce.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, technically, the rumors are still saying that these consoles will produce. And, you know, I think they still are going to. But again, right now, what impressed me the most was that they were able to make use of what they have now, the technology that they have now, and improve on it so much more without just saying 8K or without just saying, oh, you know, it's 4K blasted. No, you improved on what you had so well. And for both consoles, you know, it really, really does look good for both, but there's some controversy that we'll get into.
Yeah. So let's kick it off with the one that came out first, which was the Microsoft gameplay reveal.
Right.
That one, I think, is on the lower end of wow factor for a lot of people. Simply because it doesn't look like that big of a jump graphics-wise. But
It looks good. I want to go on the record and say it does look good, but...
Right, yes.
You know.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this to you before when we were trying to plan everything. I think we've kind of hit a plateau in terms of graphics progression for now.
Right.
That, yes, graphics will continue to improve, but it's going to be like behind-the-scenes stuff. It's not going to be out on the front like we're used to when a new console gets released. Like, every time we've had a new generation come out, there's been a huge leap in graphics. And I think, for me, I noticed that the most when the PS3 was getting announced, and we all saw that, was it Resistance 2 gameplay video, where it just looked so lifelike? I mean, down the line, they said, yeah, that was a pre-rendered video, but it still looked amazing when it was released.
Yes.
Compared to how the PS2 graphics were. This one, I don't think we're seeing that much of a change, because the biggest change was the 4K upscaling that both Microsoft and Sony did with their Pro and Xbox One X. I don't play Xbox. I'm not sure. I'm not too familiar with the.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with all systems. Of it. They have a lot of them.
Yeah, but they released an updated version of the current gen console that can upscale to 4K, and I think that was the biggest thing that we saw. And because of that, these new gameplay trailers don't show that much of a graphics progression that we're used to when a new system comes out.
Yeah, and I mean, my biggest complaint, and I think the biggest difference between the PS5 and the Xbox Series X gameplay demos, and I guess the biggest controversy in the comment sections that you can see on both of them, and again, we're going to go ahead and focus on the Xbox Series X video first, is that everybody, and even myself included, were so disappointed that it's quote-unquote gameplay, and they literally just showed trailers for all the games that they were showcasing. And I was like, What? Like, we're not stupid. What are you talking about? This isn't gameplay. Don't call it gameplay. This is these are just a bunch of trailers. And don't get me wrong, these look great. I love it. It looks amazing. But compared to what we're going to get into next with, like, specifics and hardware and sound and development and engineering, we got none of that. We just got, hey, look what we have coming up. And that was so underwhelming.
Yeah. Granted, trailers and cinematics these days use, you know, in-game engine, but you can still doctor a trailer to look a lot better than it would with in-game graphics. Most recently, I think everyone can agree, a trailer being doctored that says it's gameplay would be like No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where it was like, that looks so awesome. And then it's like, oh, yeah, it was all pre-rendered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, the trailers, they can easily be in-game engine, and that could be how it looks. But I think that I do agree that was a misstep on Microsoft's part to just do strictly trailers. Yeah. They should have done, like when we get to Sony, they had a tech demo of the Unreal 5 engine. That's what they should have done. They should have done, okay, here's a separate video of what this looks like on the Series X.
Right. And improvements or, you know, future talks, you know, maybe, I don't know. Just I feel like we got a lot less than what we were hoping for. Again, we're gaming enthusiasts. If, you know, I know we play more on console and PS4 and Switch, but I mean, if we see something freaking amazing on the Xbox, I mean, hey, we're going to probably, well, I would definitely think about getting it.
Yeah. I mean, if I find that killer app, I would definitely consider picking up an Xbox. Mm-hmm. But so far, everything on the Xbox hasn't been like, I got to get that. I think the only game that really got me into an Xbox, and I ended up borrowing my brother's, was Knights of the Old Republic. From BioWare. That was a dope game. And if my brother didn't have an Xbox, I would have probably definitely picked one up just for that. But other than that, not much else has really wowed me for Xbox.
Yeah. I like how it reminds me of PC. But truly, what else?
It's Microsoft, so...
Exactly.
Microsoft is essentially trying to make a PC fit for a home console.
And if you have a PC, you know that its live recording system is essentially just like a skin of the Xbox. So you can still stream on your Xbox account through your PC. I mean, if you already have your PC as a monster beast, I mean, I absolutely do not see any reason why you should get an Xbox. If you're already going down that route... It just, I don't see it. Unless you're like a purist.
Unless there's like a platform exclusive that you have to play. If you have a good machine, a good rig for a PC, by all means, stick with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the PCs, the reason a lot of PC gamers consider themselves the master gaming race is because the work that you put into it, you get back in terms of all that graphics and stuff. What was it? Oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of the game series. Far Cry. Far Cry 2 or 3 came out, I remember watching gameplay captures of that on a high-end machine. It was like, wow, I will never see this on TV and home console. But I could never afford to do something like that.
Same. Well, hopefully they take this backlash the way that Sonic did and they fix it. show something else, by all means. I'm pretty sure you're doing great.
This was just an appetizer. We still have half a year to go before these things are supposed to hit the market. And one of the big things we'll get into a little bit later, maybe I don't know if this episode, but maybe the next episode, is cancellation of E3. They're probably going to do a stream,
right?
Sometime next month, to go into depth on their new game and hardware. So there's still a lot of time for them to do
something
with it.
You know, a lot of us staying home, being home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jeez, I recently had my PS4 controller go out, and it took me about a whole month of actively looking anywhere and everywhere for it. Every online store, every in-store is completely sold out. I finally just had a, break and just go to the actual PS4 website and order the last controller that they had in stock, which was like a red camo, which is totally not my style, but
Yeah, I'm
I
not.
got it, you know?
Yeah, have you seen the orange and blue one?
I love that one. That's what I
Yeah, I'm like, I
wanted.
saw that and I'm like, dude, I gotta get that just to play DBZ Kakarot. That's it. That's
Yes,
it.
dude.
That controller is not being used for anything else but Dragon Ball games.
And I was thinking about it, right? Because I already spent 70 freaking dollars on this thing, right? It's not even the one that I wanted, but gosh dang it, I need to play, right? So, but the DBZ, what am I talking about? The controller, the orange and blue one, that thing was like $85,
No.
but I could not get myself to spend the extra 15 to get that
Yeah,
freaking controller, man.
it's tough to justify something like that.
It's nearly $100 if I would have
Yeah.
added like tax and shipping and everything.
So the same thing kind of happened with me with my Switch Joy-Cons,
All
because
right.
I have the neon green and pink ones,
Right.
and I
Yeah,
love
yeah.
them because they're Splatoon colors, and Splatoon's an awesome game. Well, the drift on it finally, that drift curse took over. So I couldn't play
Hate
stuff
that thing.
anymore. So I had to order a new one online. It was freaking expensive. It was like Joy-Con controllers are even more expensive than PS4 controllers.
And was this before or after the virus that
Oh,
shall not be named?
this was like right at the beginning of it. Like right after all the stores, non-essential stores closed. I'm like, oh man, it just happened ha had to happen. It's like just my
But
luck.
I did try looking for some because, worst of luck. My Nintendo Switch Joy-Con started to give into that drift, and so did my PS4 controller. So both went out at the exact same time. I couldn't play
Oh
any.
no.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. So I'm like, well, then fine. I'll just have to like spend a good chunk of my paycheck on either one. I started looking for the Joy-Cons. Dude, every single one was $100 or over.
Yeah.
$100 or
There's
over.
yeah, they're being scalped right now because there's a huge shortage on Switch systems and hardware.
My brother
Because
was
right
smart.
when
He sold his for 370, and he was like, "I'll just
Dude.
wait for the Pro." And then we get news that the Pro's delayed till next year. So I'm like,
Ha
"Ah, sucker."
Make sure you like literally flash it in his face every time you go by.
Right.
Yeah, because like one of my friends wanted to get a Switch, and he's gone through like every store in El Paso, everywhere on the internet, and he cannot find a reasonably priced one anywhere. They're all
Yeah.
being scalped.
Yeah. It's crazy times, man. Crazy
Yep.
times.
Yep.
All
But
right.
I'm just sitting here laughing because I've already got him, so.
Or dude, right? Man, I'm lucky to have found my red camo controller when I'm not even playing any military style games.
Well, you could always get into that water dipping.
Oh, true, yeah. Hydro dip.
Yeah, I was like, I kind
Eh.
of want to try that. Just
Not
to
with
see how bad I can mess it up.
that
All
one. Right? Oh my
right,
gosh.
well, we got a little off topic there,
All
so
right,
let's jump
yeah.
over to Sony, the PS5 tech demo. This one, you can see a bit of a change in terms of graphics over the Microsoft video. However, it's still not that much of a jump as people expected.
Right. And this is the plateau that you were mentioning.
Yes. A lot of
I think
these.
true gamers can see a difference, but
Yes.
if you're just a casual gamer and you're looking for a wow factor, I don't think you're gonna get it.
Yeah. The big thing is you can easily tell it's being broadcast in 40K. In 4K. Not 40K. 40K is a
20 years
game.
from now.
Yeah. The biggest thing that I picked up on during the Unreal 5 engine tech demo are the lighting effects. The shadows are a lot crisper, and light acts a lot more natural than it currently does. And that's saying something when you take a look at a game like Red Dead Redemption 2, which I can't play it because I don't want to put 100 gigs on my memory, but I watch gameplay right. videos that are being broadcast in 4K, and my gosh, it looks like they actually just put a polygonal character in an actual forest. It's so clear. So to see lighting effects that are touching up on that and building on what they currently have is really exciting, because
you know what, you mentioned Red Dead 2, and you mentioned that we might have hit a plateau, and I agree with you, but what if that's not happening right now? I say that because I recently started playing Red Dead 1 just for the heck of it on that PS Now thing.
Oh yeah,
that thing looks like dog poo poo, man. That looks horrid. But when it was showcased, when it was, you know, when it was getting its time in the shine, dude, that thing was groundbreaking. Yeah. That thing was like, absolutely. Oh my gosh, look at this stuff. And then Red Dead 2 comes out. Everyone goes crazy over the horse poops. And, you know, the balls on the horses, like, wow, so much detail. Wow. And I agree.
I'm here looking at the lighting and how it bounces off of trees and creates shadows. And everyone's focusing on the real.
On the
real thing that matters in video games is horse testicles.
Horse testicles and the steam coming off the poop. That's how much, quote unquote, detail was in there. And I agree. It looked awesome, right?
Now take that. And imagine how that's going to be when you put it into Unreal 5.
Yes, into the PS5. People are going to
lose their minds.
They're going to smell it.
Oh, God, please don't.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, man. But, I mean, who knows, right? Maybe we will be able to see a huge jump in years to come.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know this is going back a good 20 years, but when you look at the difference between, because technology can still change throughout the course of a generation.
Oh yeah.
They're always developing new types of software that can be used for graphics and world progression. A good example would be back on the PS1. You have Final Fantasy VII, which came out in 1998. And then Final Fantasy VIII, which came out in 1999, and you can just tell there was a huge jump in graphics since then.
Right.
Final Fantasy VII had the blocky characters, and then Final Fantasy VIII comes out, and they looked a lot more lifelike. Granted, still limited by the PS1 technology, but a lot better. Right. So, I mean, we can expect something like that over the course of 7 to 10 years of a generation's life. Mm-hmm. Cycle. So I think I say this a lot on this show, it's a wait and see kind of thing, because it's ever evolving, so you know, things change drastically.
What I really loved about the PS5 demo was so you really liked the lighting. I really loved the texturing. The texturing
that was also done really well.
Mind blowing, because you could tell, and this is starting to hit the graphics really, really hard right now. Like in that HBO show, I forget what it's called, but it's with all the animals. That right now is getting a lot of acclaim right now, because they're doing the digital animals so well that you can see the weight of mud, you can see the lightness of the dry mud, and just their free flowedness of the regular hair on these animals. And I'm like, holy crap, you know, like this is something that's huge, that's all graphic intensive. And then so I see stuff like this where you can see parts of the wall that have been in shadow for longer than the other ones that have been in like dry heat. You know, the textures on that, you could tell what parts of the wall have been exposed to the sun more. The paintings on this demo is amazing. And the biggest thing that really had my mouth agape was when they opened to the open world and you didn't see any lag.
Yeah. Again, you can argue that this was a pre-rendered thing, so they could have just had it preloaded to begin with, but... Yeah, I do see what you mean there. There was no pop-in texture. There was no draw. There was no fog and draw distance. Your field of vision was very, very far set.
And that's kind of something that we saw, like primitively with Zelda, with the latest open world mechanic, you know, to kind of like the load times you could technically get away with, I mean, with right. this type of open world thing. So I'm so curious to see if more games are going to be doing that with this type of engine.
Yeah, I know the Final Fantasy VII remake that just came out a few months ago. They do something kind of cheeky to get around the loading screen. Is they have the characters like squeeze between a set of boxes, and then it cuts into a quick cutscene as the character squeezes through, and that's the loading screen.
Did you hear that? That's exactly what they did in this tech demo.
Did they? I must have missed that.
Yes, when they were showing, and I'm not quite sure. I have to go back and re-listen to the explanation, but they even said that there was a part where she was showing her hand, and then she touched it as she was shimmying through that wall, and that was
the loading screen,
the pass through, right?
Okay, so that's a really good way right now to do seamless loads,
because they did say that we weren't going to have load screens for the mm-hmm. for the PS5 and the Xbox X Series X. Was that a real thing that I just said? I don't think it was. Xbox Series X.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird sounding letters in that.
Just keep it simple, man. How many names does Xbox have to have? Jeez. PS5, hey, this is the fifth one in its generation.
Yep. They want to set themselves apart, so they got to add in all those cool sounding X's.
That'll be the 10th one, I bet you. Oh, man, but you
better be careful. They might get flagged as adult only.
Right? Oh, shoot, man. I am so excited, man. I am so hyped for these games. Yeah. I'm telling you.
This is always the part of video games that I hate and love the most. It's the anticipation of the next generation. Because I hate to see the current one end, but I'm excited to see what's coming. And the fact that Microsoft and Sony are saying these next ones are going to be backwards compatible is also exciting.
That's huge, right?
Yes.
That is now, huge.
I know Xbox is saying the majority of their library is going to be backwards compatible. It's Sony that's up in the air right now.
They have gone on record on saying the majority of their A-list games will be too. But that's what's making people freak a little bit. It's like the majority of your A-list games, it should be all of your A-list games.
Yeah. And then I'm hearing some reports say it's from PS4 back to PS1. Others, it's just PS4 because 3, 2, and 1, there's different coding and programming. I lost the word. There's different procedures for each of the systems that go back, and that would be tough to put into the console. So I'm getting like a lot of mixed, like a definite answer on what is and isn't going to be backwards compatible on the PS4 or PS5. Mm-hmm. But that is pretty big because Sony has been pretty adamant the last couple of generations of not being backwards compatible. They've just been doing strictly digital emulations or the streaming now, the streaming service with PlayStation Now, which I still can't justify the monthly cost for it.
Yeah. Me neither. Not right now.
Yeah, especially right now. Maybe if they were to drop it, or if you had PlayStation Plus, a discount on it. I don't know. Yeah. Sony, if you're listening, sure. You know, food for thought. Yeah. And I think Nintendo, they're in a good spot right now. They're not. Yeah, they are.
No. Well, okay. As far as like greediness, yeah, maybe.
But yeah.
As far as backwards compatibility, don't get me going. Well, you just mentioned backwards compatibility, and I kind of just got a up my butt about that. I'm like, man, yeah, Nintendo. That, I do see that. I'm like, come on! And they did it with the Wii. They did it with the Wii.
True, they did both the GameCube one with the Wii.
Teased me a little bit on that one. But yeah, for the most part, they're doing good. I can't really hate too much on anything that they're doing, except for that.
When it comes to graphics, they don't focus a lot on graphics. They care more about the gameplay. You could argue, or some would argue, than anything else.
I got stuck thinking about something recently, and it's something that we've all thought about, and it's something that'll never change. It's just, you know, a gripe that I have. They never really remake games. They never ever do. Not even like their top.
Yeah, there's a lot of games out there that should have been remade, and they don't. I know your one of yours is Thousand Year Door.
Yeah,
and there's a ton of people out there that would agree with you. Some I don't think they can remake. Like there's a everyone wants Super Mario RPG from the Super Nintendo to either be put on the Super Nintendo game app or to be re-released. But because it was a joint effort with Squaresoft, now Square Enix, that can be tough. So I think there's also a lot of licensing issues too.
Well, yeah, but I mean a lot of the stuff that's great. I mean, they just own outright. And I think I know what they're doing. They have already, like, patented all of these, you know, mini consoles. So, I mean, I think they're just going to go that route and try to squeeze us all for even more money. But
that's true.
What are we going to do? We're going to pay for it, right? Like, yeah. It's not like we're going to lie to ourselves and we're like, eh, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're all going to be suckers, dude. We're all going to pay for that stuff.
Yeah. It was at the end of last year, people got excited that they were going to do a N64 classic because they saw the patent for it pop up, or patent for something Nintendo 64 related, but we haven't heard anything since.
It was the controller and the actual console itself. So it's like, why did you do that?
And unless their patent and copyright for the original system ran out and they still want to keep the rights to it.
Oh, hey,
be it too.
That's true.
But I mean, even with the Nintendo and Super Nintendo game apps on the Switch, they're hardly showing any support for it. I mean, it's been, almost 5-6 months since their last update for it, and they just barely now announced that they're putting 4 new games on there.
Yeah. That's true.
So I don't know.
I don't know either.
There's controversies with every game company out there.
Coke and Pepsi. I prefer Coke.
Yeah. They're the same.
Yeah, I imagine they are. it's all run by Dr. Pepper.
RC Cola, okay?
Dude, it can't be. Tell me why that's true. Oh man. Well, I think that's going to about do it for this episode.
Yes.
We do have another one coming, so keep an eye out for that. Thank you guys so much for your patience.
Yes, we missed you all so much. We missed doing this. You know, we still have our Facebook page up there. That's all we have,
I think you're
and our YouTube channel, which is...
I think you're going to have some stuff coming out, too, now that you have some new hardware.
Yeah, that's true. I finally updated my laptop after 11 years. and we finally got a Sony account set up for the YouTube channel. So we're going to try streaming some video games soon. And I have an idea for one, since I know you and Liz work during the day, I can try putting something up for like midday stream.
Heck yeah.
So that's all forthcoming.
I did try to stream Rock Band, by the way, and my other account, my personal account, did get flagged, so it doesn't seem like I'm going to be able to stream any kind of Rock Band, but...
Yeah, stupid copyright things.
I know. Gaga hits.
Yeah. Unless we can do what some of the Guitar Hero streamers do, is they go and just play the custom songs. That's weird.
Or, you know, there's always Twitch, so
that's true. Possibility. Could always,
oh, and Facebook Gaming. Facebook Gaming is really wanting to push themselves out there, so
that's maybe right.
Facebook Gaming will have a home.
We have some options.
Yeah, so everyone, thank you guys so much for listening. Ronan, do you have anything else to plug right now?
I stubbed my toe earlier.
Hey, put some peanut butter and have your dogs kiss it.
That's kind of gross. Peanut butter? Do you know where that's been?
I'm so sorry if I took it there, but my mind has been clean for way too long. All right, guys. So, also another thing, we are trying out a new podcast service called Anchor. So, also find us on there. And
you said we're on Spotify too, right?
Spotify as well. Yeah. So try out those other mediums as well. We're going to go ahead and try to reach more ears that way. And yeah, thank you guys so much for sticking with us. Appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you.
All right. We'll
catch you all later.
Till next time. Have yourself a good one.
Stay nerdy.